Welcome to Team Building Exercise Season 2. Jack, Rob, and Coach made it through all the factions, and they still came back for more.
In this one, these guys talk about the nasty, disgusting, 2.0 vermin. The new 2.0 vermin are amazing. Coach is not behind me forcing me to say that.
Welcome to the new episode of Team Building Exercise. It's a special episode because the rats are back, baby. Vermin Army List 2.0. The beta's out. Hopefully this will be the official list eventually, but right now it's just a beta. But we decided to do a team building exercise on it to show that the vermin don't suck anymore. I'm Rob. With me is...
Hi, everybody. I'm Jack.
And I'm not Coach. I'm Coach.
That's right. Not Coach, Coach. And yep, we're back to do some verminning. So, as always, we'll start with Jack's list. And Jack, please, tell us, how do you like these new vermin?
Wait. Oh, stop. Stop for a second. Hold on. Rob, I don't know what to do anymore.
Why are you out of your cage?
What do I know? But Rob, I'm sad that Sheila from accounting is sad.
Yes, Sheila is sad.
I don't know what to do anymore.
Is she okay? She's still crying?
Yeah, the tears are slowed. She's getting dehydrated, but she's not happy, that's for sure.
What about her cat sweater? Is it still filled with tears?
That's right, it's still sopping wet.
But you all right, Georgie? He's really upset.
I don't know what's worse, Sheila crying or you guys messing up the FAQ.
Yes, it was hot.
Yeah, what do I know?
Oh.
A little special guest of Georgie.
Andrew, you're going to put him back in the cage? Georgie, you want to go back in the cage?
Or? Oh, please no.
Well, there's fresh water in the cage.
Oh, okay.
It's just so sad.
Excelsior!
He's trying out new catchphrases.
Well, you know, Georgie's he's an innovator among the goblins. So, you know, but he was sad. He was sad. Sheila was crying, and he said, "You guys messed up the FAQ." I don't know what he's talking about. So,
I don't know either. I just remembered a bases don't matter banner hanging akimbo and Sheila crying and an office full of staff just dumbfounded. And when Rob turned the television off, that was broadcasting the FAQ. We all just in stunned silence sat.
Hashtag basis matter.
Oh,
Georgie, you used to be one of us.
Oh.
Yeah, but I only like Jack. Excelsior.
And he's gone.
Oh.
So, Jack, your list.
Normally, I would lash out in anger at being disrupted in the flow of things, but no, that was well worth it. In fact, Georgie saying Excelsior was probably the highlight of my day.
I don't know what you're talking about, because I don't know why you say you always get interrupted by someone, and I don't see it.
Okay. So... Rob, you started with a question about my list and or if I liked the new vermin, and I will say yes, I do, and I do have a list.
Excellent.
So, because we're breaking out the new shinies, my leader, I chose the Master Creeper.
What?
New leader,
Master Creeper. He's a new, all new, badass Veerman leader with 20 points of awesome. So a quick rundown is shoot, fight, and survive are all 5. 0 armor, size 1. Nothing special there. Tactician 1. Well, okay. Scout. Scout is something that I thought the Veerman were lacking in general. And I think that is an interesting, not only don't move the leader up to say like get into combat, but certainly with Scout, you can get him undercover. You can, the exact opposite you'd use Scout for in a highly armored like you wouldn't use them like a Pathfinder where you get your line, your arcs of fire set up. No, you get him under some overhead cover. You get him out of the way so he can do the magic that is the bomb expert special ability. And for those of you who don't know, bomb expert is you spend your splat to allow an active model to take a special action, which is a range 2 blast attack. Mm. Now that, my friends, is some damn fine fun gameplay mechanics.
That's got Jack written all over it.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it really does.
That's a little bit of chaos, fun and adventure. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all you really need in the Veerman. There was some mechanical issues that could be fixed, but the fun was not there. And we're starting to see it back. It's back. It wasn't there to begin with, so it can't be back.
Right.
It's there. Yes.
Well, we were looking for it, but now we found it.
That's right.
Yep. Yep. Like a under one of the rocks, you look and see, and there he is, just fun, sitting there with his,
master
with his hand on his, with his hand on his hip and his other hand up, just waving, "Hey, buddy, I'm right here."
He's just doing the Macarena.
That's how I think fun looks.
Like the Macarena?
Yes. And to add to the joy that is the Master Creeper, I also gave him the Toxic Grenade Launcher.
Oh.
12 points.
Ooh.
Because, you know what? It is 4 liters, and it is a joyous little treat. It's only to range 5, and it's an additional 1 BP. Not too bad at all. But when we get into the equipment and we start talking about the toxic and the toxic grenades, I think you'll all agree that it is a little dash of awesome. So that is my leader. Now, for my troops, I have 3 stalkers and 2 crawlers. Now, 2 of the stalkers I gave toxic grenades because they're rares. I can only give 2. And because the grenade is 8 points and the stalker himself is 8 points, I just think it's interesting dynamic that that a piece of equipment is the same cost as the thing that's carrying it.
Now, you gave that to the stalker?
I did give that to the stalker. 2 of the stalkers have toxic grenades.
Hmm. Now, and you took crawlers, correct?
Yes.
Why don't you give it to the crawlers? Because they have a 6-up shoot.
I gave the crawlers frag grenades.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was I see a theme in this army.
Yes. So the crawlers have the ray gun with the weight of fire 1 and the rapid fire, which is nice. The range 4 is still pretty paltry, but you can't ask for everything. And so to reach out and touch someone a little bit with a little destruction, yes. So for 6 points, each of the crawlers got a frag grenade. So that is my troops. Now for my specialists, I have for 14 points each, 3 rat swarms.
Woo!
The new hotness, the addition to the list that I didn't know was so obvious and didn't know that I have always missed. The rat swarm, a stroke of genius. So 3 of those. If they're not, they're comparable to the plague swarm, and everyone loves a plague swarm. So with the size 2, tough, they're agile. You know, there's a lot going for them. And obviously they've got beasts. So that just seems like such a, you know, I like it. I like it.
Like it a lot.
Like it.
And my 4th and last specialist is the Nightmare for 17 points. who I kitted out with the pair of drills for 6 points. And that's got the AP3. So just in case, like the nightmares they've been made better. They've been made more gooder. And they were still, I think they were kind of a staple in a Veerman army before.
Yeah.
There's some questions of whether the, stalker with the, or the terror with the spitter perhaps might have been, also taken that role. But I think with the pair of drills, the AP3, I like them. And last and but not least, I have a vehicle.
Oh.
And for 30 points, it's the Veerman in the Strider. It's got the two drills on the left-hand side, and on the right, it has the heavy spitter.
Nice. Now, the drills, they give you those two drills will give you frenzy, too. That's nice.
Yeah.
Too bad obviously. It's not there yet.
But, oh. I could have sworn I saw some pictures. Someone made one. It was online. It looked dynamite.
Dynamite.
You're saying I can't have that, Rob?
No, unfortunately, it's not official yet.
Oh, okay. Then I'll go with the Tunnel Runner.
Yeah, I saw that coming.
Everyone will see that coming because that is a beast. Tunnel Runner, size 4, armor 1. So right there, you've got some weight to it.
Right.
There's some hit points there. There's some meat to that vehicle. But then it comes with, and you know what I like about this? It's 30 points and the weapons are the weapons.
Yeah, you're not switching. Like you could switch stuff out, I guess. What are the options? Vehicle options for those guys. Let me see here. Super heavy chem spitter. Is it already have it?
No.
It's already have.
I'm afraid it says.
Yeah, it's got vehicle automatic, so it could have.
Vehicle automatic, so. You could
switch it out for the super heavy chem spitter for 12 points, but that's pretty expensive.
But I guess I haven't said what it's got, so the audience might not know why I'm incredulous on your switching of things ideas. Twin chem spitters, range 6, that's decent. AP2, way to fire 1, rapid fire.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome. And if you said, okay, well, there it is. That's a decent weapon. Range 6, AP2, way to fire 1 in rapid fire. Okay, you're done. Oh, contraire, mon frere. It also has scythes. Mm-hmm. AP1, frenzy 1. So not only if it can't get to you in time, it can shoot you, but if it gets on top of you, then it can actually do melee damage.
Yep, chops you up.
Chops you up.
Because it's got frenzy 1, too, with those scythes. That's pretty awesome.
I like it.
It's kind of ridiculous.
And you know what? I almost, when I first saw it, I thought, that might be too much. There's a part of me that said that might be too much. But then there's another part of me that said, it's maybe if that pendulum is swinging a little too far to the other side, I'll enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah.
So that is, for my total, that is 199 points. And I have 11 models in the list.
Wow.
Pretty sweet.
Not bad. Not bad. I dug into the new stuff like it was candy on Halloween.
Yep. And it's a pretty sweet list. I like your use of grenades. You got the blast grenades, plus you got toxic and frag grenades on half your guys. There's going to be a lot of grenades flying in this army.
With the blast attacks, the toxic grenades, the frag grenades, it's going to be a little unpredictable.
A little bit. Well, we'll come back, and I'll discuss my army before we move on to couch. How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan.
Perfect.
That is the plan. The plan.
Enough of the list already. Now on to the commercials.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood Blake Lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com, even if it is hosted by two pathetic pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. With that gunfire, damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
All right, we are back. The award-winning team-building exercise. Got my two best buds, Rob and Jack, Jack and Rob. And I am Coach. We're coming back. We're going to the next list of the new, improved, and hopefully you love them, the Veermen. And dare I say, the Veermen are better.
No, that's an understatement.
Yes.
No, but the fact that I'm actually saying it, I thought we'd never get to this point. But yes, I feel that they're better. I think the guys who did this are geniuses. Well, let's see. We just heard Jack's list, which is as par for the course. It's a bunch of mayhem going on. So let's see what the Taskmaster's got. So what do you got for us?
Well, I think I made a slightly different list than Jack's. We'll see here. I did start off with a different leader, and I chose the Broodmother.
What?
Because I wanted to try out this. She has a new splat, a Feral Inspiration. Mm. She pretty much sends out some pheromones and gives everyone Frenzy 1 or adds to their Frenzy by 1, which is awesome. Right. Everybody within 2 cubes, and that's pretty cool. So she's got that, but she's also Tactician 2, Recon 4+, which is great. She's got a Chem Staff, which I kind of like. It has It Burns, so kind of like shoots fire. Hot fire! And I also gave her ammo, just because I had 2 points left over when I was finished my list, so her Chem Staff's going to have ammo on it. But yeah, she's 40 points with the... with that ammo, so she's usually 38 points. She's 4 VPs. That's the only real downside. She's a hefty leader.
Yeah.
She's 1, 2, 5, 5, 4, 4 survive. She's pretty survivable. Size 2, which is great. Armor 2, which that's going to help. So yeah, she's a monster of a leader, really. And it's, with that Feral Inspiration, she should be, helping a bunch of other people. And those other people will be, not 1, not 2, but 6 stalkers. 6 stalkers, because the stalkers are cheap. They're only 8 points, but my stalkers are 11 points because I gave every single one of my stalkers, which I think is legal. Let me just make sure. I gave them all, smoke grenades. Yep. Smoke grenades are, they are common. So they all got smoke grenades. Mm. So they're at 11 points. So I got 6 smoke grenades running around because I think with this list, especially, I'll need some smoke to get my guys up because I took all stalkers. And I took stalkers instead of crawlers, A, because of the price, and plus they're throwing smoke. So I don't really care if they don't hit the square they're aiming for. They'll hit a square within 1 of that, so it'll be fine. So, yeah, they're 7+ for their shoot. So their smoke grenades will not be landing where they're aiming, but at least they'll land somewhere. So, yeah, I got 6 of them, 11 points each. And... they're pretty much going to be fighting because that's what they do best. They're 4+ fighters. So plus with that Frenzy 1, get the Frenzy 1 on them. That'll be fun. And to back them up, I got 3 rat swarms, Jack. You stole my thunder. I took 3 rat swarms also.
Wow.
For the same reasons you did, because they're 2-3. They're size 2, so they're nice size. And they're going to run up and with some Frenzy 1 also, hopefully. They fight on 5s, which isn't as good as the other one, but they're still fun. And they got that tough, agile, whatever, but tough is, that'll help these boys survive a bit. Mm. And then to back up those guys, I took 2 of the same thing, and that would be 2 Night Terrors with scythes. I consider these my striders in this army, because they're 26 points. They 4 fight. They're size 3 now, which is great. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, they have Frenzy 1 already, so they have Frenzy 2 with her. They're tough. They have Rampage, which that sucks, but hopefully the tough will stop them from getting hurt too much. And yeah, so they're going to run up. This is definitely a melee army. So I'm going to try to run them up, throw some smoke down, and run my guys into the fight. Because it used to be rats. They'd run into a fight and die. I think these rats would surprise some people. I think they're going to run into a fight and just tear some things, some new holes. And I love the Night Terrors, especially the Scythes one, and I'm so glad that they're actually viable now. They're not just teeny little things that don't do any damage.
Right.
AP1 and Frenzy. That's pretty sweet. So that's it. That's 200 points because I gave ammo to the Broodmother. And nobody else could have ammo, so I had to give it to her.
Right.
And that's about it. So.
Very nice.
Coach, please let us know. What did you do? What did you do?
What did you do? Well, I did the Veerman, as everyone else did. And, you know, I wanted to change up the list a little bit because I can't stand when we have the same list. But, unfortunately, took the Broodmother.
No, you took the Broodmother.
Which I would never take, but because of a few things, you know, she's survivable. She's a pig when it comes to points and her victory points. But, you know, size 2, armor 2, and tactician 2. So I was thinking with this armor, you need the extra tactician because, you know, you want to get stuff going. And, you know, the feral inspiration, I just love it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. It's pretty good. So, you know, that's in there. So now I'm glad that we can make her playable. You know, she's actually able to put down because honestly, I took her once or twice and then I scrapped her for the progenitor.
Yeah, so, the old list for sure. She was just, all she was doing is protecting herself. But what's the point of protecting yourself when you're not doing anything useful? So.
Right. And the progenitor now, he's actually cheaper. He's only tactician 1, bumped up to recon 4. But still, you know, wanted to take her just for feral inspiration. And then in the troops, I took 7 stalkers.
Nice.
Did I win the prize? I took the most, or
that was definitely the most.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They're just so good now for 8 points. Go ahead, go boys, go run up, get shot. It's okay, you'll be fine. And then you know, just send them up. So those are my troops. That's my troop techs. And what I did was, I got to take the Bruise Brothers. You got to take the Bruise Brother. These are my favorite model in the Veerman, which are the Nightmares with the pair of drills. So instead of being, you know, base of 23, and then you get the old pair of drills for 7, you're getting a base of 17 pair of drills for 6. So frees up a little bit more, you know, a little bit more room in there so you can kind of have some more wiggle room. So, you know, those two guys, AP1 Frenzy, hopefully they get hit with Feral Inspiration. Might be crazy.
Two Nightmares?
Two Nightmares, no, both with pair of drills. The Bruise Brothers.
The Bruise Brothers.
Yes. Then.
With that Feral Inspiration and then the Frenzy and then the pair of drills being awesome anyways, that's dangerous.
And the, you know, they're size 2, which, you know, some people wanted them size 3. We kept them size 2. And, you know, with AP1, Frenzy 1. Now, hopefully Frenzy 2, you know, my luck, though, I'll hit on the first few hits so I don't get to reroll the 2. But,
yeah, that's right.
You know, that's the only way to beat Frenzy is to make sure he hits them. So had to dig down. Next one, had to dig down. Just have to do it, man. Take a rat swarm.
Yeah.
Just take one rat swarm. Agile beast, tough. You know, they're basically exactly like the plague swarm. So if you take a plague swarm, why wouldn't you take a rat swarm? You know? I mean, 5 up survive, but tough helps out, and they don't have a rampage on them, so they're a little safer bet. And then I took 2 more dudes, same thing, and I took the new and improved creeper, who is actually, believe it or not, he's more expensive now. He went from 12 to 14, but I took 2 of them and gave him smoke grenade launchers. So, you know, these guys have scout. So you can kind of get him into position and tack 2. Hopefully you get, you know, if you don't have a move, but they can scout themselves where they need to be. I'm hoping to get at least 1 or 2, hopefully 2 extra shoots. So you get 4 cubes of smoke out there. And now they have scout and engineer, which is kind of cool. You know, engineer in right now in this, what I'm using them right now, doesn't really do anything other than if I get a booby trap or, you know, tripwire or whatever. But the scout, just to get him into position at the beginning, and then I could put smoke wherever I want on the field. So I used this list the other day. I actually switched it up a little bit. It took instead of the Night Terror, I kind of switched them out, put some more stuff in, and put the Rat Swarm in just to use it. But yeah, I like this a lot, man. I like the Brood Mother. I like the Stalkers are cheaper because they're either really good or they're really terrible. And you know, the Nightmares were good to begin with. They just, you know, were getting killed because of armor. So now they have armor. So that makes them a little bit more survivable. And then I like, you know, I always liked the Creepers, but now that they have the smoke grenade launcher, they're actually useful. So, you know, because they have a 5-up fight and a 6-up shoot, but, you know. Yeah,
just popping smoke into people.
Right. If you're popping smoke, at least you're going to do, it's going to go somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought too.
Right. And if it's going to scatter or whatever, you know, hopefully you put it where it needs to be. It'll bounce in the right place. So, it's just so much better. So much better. So that's my list. Sans Rebel Sniper.
You're at 198. You have enough for an ammo on somebody. What do you want to throw an ammo on?
Yeah. Woo! Man, that's – you're really talking. I guess I'll give it to the Brood Mother.
See? That's what I did.
There you go.
With that big
– she's going to start burning people.
Yeah. Which is crazy that, you know, you give her ammo and she could burn somebody.
But, she got a little extra little juice in her flamey torch.
Yeah, another, you know, another dice. But you know, it's funny though. It's like I always take ammo,
and at the end of the game,
I always forget to use it.
Yeah, me
too.
That's why
I try to fill up the ranks as you know the points as much as possible. But
yeah, it's always 2 points. Though. It's like, well, nothing's too. I look for weapons too. I was like, maybe I could throw a weapon on somebody. Nope, there's no 2-point weapons. So
yeah, it is. I mean, the best weapon you get is like 3 points. So you know,
yeah.
But you know, that's it. No, I don't think anything is 2 points other than ammo.
Yep.
And then, you know, I wouldn't take a smoke grenade because I got these indirect guys throwing smoke down.
They're dropping smoke anyways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's it. That's 198. Oh, 200 now.
200.
So we'll be right back and we'll discuss what we didn't take. And also we'll talk about the whole list and what happened and why it's better. So we'll be right back, people.
Hey, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Oh man, that was a good roll.
Hey Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh cool, I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
And welcome back to the team building exercise, the Veerman Army List 2.0 Beta Edition. We've just discussed our individual lists. Now we're going to do what we usually do. We're going to go through and see what we didn't pick, why we didn't pick it, why it's still great. And then we'll kind of make a discussion over the changes, why they are, how they are, and who wrote Feral Inspiration. So, Rob, why don't you take it away?
Sure. The first thing we didn't take was a Progenitor. 20 points, 2 VPs, 5-5-4, 4 survives good, size 1, 2-3 move, Tactician 1, Recon 4+, which is all right, and Surge. That's the same as the old way. It was just that you can move your guys up one cube, which is, I think, is really awesome. That was my old choice on this army was the Progenitor. It's just we wanted to try out the new guys. Yeah. But generally, you said, Coach, it's cheaper than it was before?
Yeah, well, he used to be 30 points and 3 victory points. Now he's 20 and 2. And, you know, he's still, man, I wanted to take the new – we all wanted to take the new hotness, but he's still good, man. And that splat, he can reinvigorate somebody that's already been activated, man. That's great, man. That really is, you know, I mean, you know, if you got guys, most of this army, not all of them, but most of the army is a 2-3 army. And you surge a guy up, he's moving 6. That's insane. So he's good. The recon changed though. He's recon 4+ now, as opposed to 3+ from before.
Yep. Pretty good. Like I said, I would have used him regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Just scrolling down, we took all the troops because there's just Stalkers and Crawlers. We took all those guys. So it'd be Specialist Malignus. 12 points, 1 VP, 5-6-5, size 1, move 2, 3, and no special abilities or anything, but has a ability to take a lot of the equipment. He's the guy that you start throwing stuff on.
Right. You can give him the toxic or the smoke launchers too.
Yeah. And he's a little cheaper. He's 2 points cheaper, so it's a way to get those guys cheaper.
Yeah. But I think just the only difference between him and – there's two differences between him and the Creeper. The fight for the Malignus is a 6 as opposed to a 5 for the Creeper. But the Creeper has – if you take him stock, he's got the AP2 weapons and, you know, the dead packs and the ray pistol and all that good stuff. The only thing – he's got scout.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say that's a big difference. For 2 points, I'd much rather have the scout.
Hell yeah.
Like, way to fire one in rapid fire on the Malignus is a normal weapon, but you're probably going to switch him out. So,
yeah, if you're going to take the Malignus over the Creeper, it's because you have plans. Yeah. You want to kit him up.
Yeah, you got something. You need the extra 2 points. Yeah, there's always point-wise. There's always reasons to do things.
Yeah, but I think that the Creeper and the Malignus is they're your shooting guys. And then if they're getting into combat and you're saying, well, I'm going to take the Creeper because he's a better fight stat, you know, things have gone horribly wrong.
Yeah, it's too late for them anyways.
Yeah. So, you know, just kind of hunker down and either survive, because the survive and fight is the same. So just hunker down.
Yep, don't get punched in the head.
No.
We also didn't take a Night Terror with Spitter, which is 26 points, 3 VPs, 5/5/5, like a lot of the Veermen are. Size 3, which is great now, and a move 2/3, tough Rampage Beast, heavy Chem Spitter, AP3. The good old Strider killer, kind of.
Yeah, but I don't know about you guys. I never took him in the original, you know, in the V1 Veerman. So
I did. I did. I was starting to fall in love with him near the end.
Right.
Range 5, it says it sounds, is was like.
That's the longest like range person. Yeah.
Yeah, he's. Yeah. But my thing is, the thing I was scared about with him was the fact that let's say he's got a wound on him, and you know, maybe you're not in range, maybe you're not in the 3 range for the other guy that can run in and get you, you know, when your opponent, you know, you roll a 1 over 2, and this guy just turns around and melts one of you guys, you know, with an 8.
Yeah, rampage on a shooty. That's hard.
That's insane, right? You just turn around and shoot somebody. That just, you know.
AP3 clear shot, most likely.
it's too crazy. But the new one, now that he's size 3 with tough, now we're talking.
Yeah. Yeah, the tough kind of obfuscates the rampage a bit. It doesn't, theoretically, you won't be getting wounded as much, so. And then there's some vehicles we didn't take. We didn't take the Rumbler weapon platform, the Wiener Cannon, as we like to call it. Has anything changed with that, or is it the exact same as before?
Same as before.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, it's still fun. 16 points is cheap for a vehicle.
You know what? It just, you know, I mean, we've said this before. I know I've said it 1,000 times that when you have these things that have direct, you know, like this thing shoots. It's not a mortar or an indirect weapon. These guys are just, they're in trouble because, you know, like even... Even let's say the plague mortar or the GCPS mortar, these guys can run up, use a shoot dice, or they can use a move dice and shoot or whatever, and it's indirect, it's gonna go. The Rumbler, the magma laser, or the mining laser, whatever, you know, the Forgefather one. I don't even, you know, I play Forgefathers, I don't even know the name because I don't really use it. If you're playing it right, you know, you're playing Dead Zone like we love to play it. CQB, you know, you're not going to get, if you're getting clear line of sight, you're getting that +2, you damn well earned that +2 because you've gotten yourself into a position where you're going to get clear line of sight, which is almost never. And, you know, or when a guy kills a guy and he's left out in the open and
he's just right out there. Yeah.
Right. But the thing is to get these guys not being able to go up on ramps or stuff like that. That's why, and you know, and you're talking average of 30 points, so you know they really have a disadvantage as far as a indirect weapon.
Yeah, so vehicles. Yeah, can't draw a line of sight very well. That's
no, it's really really hard. So you know, but we're working on it. That's all I could say. Yeah,
Yeah, that's cool. And the other thing we didn't take is the Tangle. And I almost thought when Jack had those points left over, I was like, well, he's taking a vehicle. And I thought he might be taking the Tangle again. But he went for the new hotness of the Tunnel Runner. But that's an old go-to for Jack is the Tangle.
And you know why I do, because I love that model. The fact that you picked that up, I loved building it. I loved painting it. I would take it just on that. It's not very good. It's really hard to maneuver. It's hard to – it's psychic. It's psychic's pretty – as it stands right now, is a little unnecessarily confusing because of the way they named it, and it's not – but to play, just to put it on the table, yeah, I'll take a Tangle.
Jack, when you play the Tangle, though, it's hard to hide them, right?
Yeah. It's a big model. It pours over the square you're in. You're half in the squares on each side. It's a big model. Someone who hasn't seen it or even held it, you put it in that 3-inch square, and you're an inch on either way with these big spires of bent, rusted metal.
Yeah,
easy to see from a lot of different angles.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like with that, you know, I know our whole bases don't matter and all that stuff. I think if you took the Tangle, man, you just have to say that the girders,
yeah, you know, shouldn't count. Yeah.
It shouldn't count. Like if you see, you know, the little rats on the bottom, or even the blanket, you know, the blanket part, then you should be okay. But if the girders are sticking out, that's just
wrong.
It's
really just a piece of base. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's aesthetically pleasing, and I think that was because of also he's in Warpath and Firefight, which the Tangle in Warpath and Firefight is phenomenal. He gives awesome auras and rules and stuff. He's really, really good, but in Dead Zone it's lacking.
Yeah. I do like the psychic abilities, but
the move one, it was really hard when things went pear-shaped, and they often did with the Beerman. When you had to start reacting instead of acting, move one, getting that bloated thing hither and yon was tough. It was tough. Almost every other faction was able to outmaneuver it and get it in its sights very easily.
Yeah, but what do you think now with the new Veerman, like as opposed to, you know, because you were playing them in the way back Veerman, but now it's the new version. You think you'd be able to make it work with it, or you think you'd have the same problems with it?
I think my problems with the Tangle are solely on the Tangle. But if it had a much like a really good goalie stuck with a sucky team, if your defensemen are always screening you and your forwards are hot dogging up on the other end of the ice, there's not much your goalie can do. He can stand on his head. He's not going to be able to do much. So maybe with these changes, and I got a good team ahead of him, maybe I would play him and see the invigorate help out a bit. I don't know. I'll have to see. It's one of those things. I'll try it out.
Yeah. And what's the range on invigorate? It's range 4, right?
Yep. Invigorate's 4, and the stun is 5.
Okay.
So 4 is not horrible, but stun 5. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you got to get up there, but you know, but that the Tangle would be pretty good with the Progenitor with the Surge, just to get him to move up at least 2, and then you maybe throw another move dice on him to move him up 3. You know,
try so to get him inside of a building or something.
Yeah, something, or just where he's in range to do something,
because he's he doesn't need point. I don't think he needs line of sight for any of his psychic abilities. So
no, he doesn't. But the thing is that. You know, 8 cubes away, these guys are all 2-3s, and he's like, I'll be there, guys. You know, 1-1.
Yeah.
Plus, he's a big target for indirect weapons, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, you got to get him inside.
Yeah. So, let's just transition into all the new stuff. Let's just talk about the toxins. A lot of people are that whole new toxic thing. Mm-hmm. Toxic is a super powerful ability. You're reducing everybody's hit points to 1 if you're in the toxic smoke. And when you guys added this to it, this was a real game changer, I assume. A lot more toxic stuff and a lot more grenades in general. But
right. Well, you know, the thing with toxic was, you know, we wanted to have it where, like, you know, it's just if you read the fluff of them, they're like shooting these ray pistols at you with this glob of toxic waste shooting at you that eats away at your armor. So, you know, it just kind of seemed fitting. And by putting the toxic grenade launcher, you know, I know the Asterians are pissed off, but it just seemed right with them. And also, it's expensive. So, you know, let's say you take a creeper for 14 and then you put a toxic grenade launcher on it for another 12. Now you're at 26 points, but he's a 5-up survive. He's very killable. So, and also don't forget, smoke dissipates every round. You got to check for it. So there's a good chance it might not be there. And, you know, a lot of the stuff other than, you know, the bigger guys are not that they're not that great in combat. So even the Stark with the 4-up fight, they die in droves, you know.
Yeah. That's why you need something to even the score a bit.
Right. So that was like that's a super cool ability that makes you scared. So like when it goes off, you avoid that cube. You don't want to be in that cube.
Or if you dump it in a cube that has guys in it and you just charge you in there, try to wipe out as many as you can before you die.
Right. Right. And it's nice because it doesn't cause any damage.
Yeah. It's just
so you know, you're just throwing smoke and toxic smoke all over the place, but you're not blasting guys, you're not getting in frag 2, frag 3 or whatever. So it's just something that can almost even the score, you know.
Yeah, speaking of blast, you did give the Master Creeper ability to give people blast grenades, which is hilarious. But why blast and not frag? I guess it would be just too powerful with frag.
Yeah. That's just, you know, it's very similar to the GCPS, like the drone attack, where you're just knocking a guy on his feet. So, you know, like it's almost, I think of it like a flashbang, and the guys are disoriented and you knock them down and you're like, you're very disoriented and whatnot. And then now these rats come pouring through, you get two or three stalkers jumping on you. So it's kind of it's a cool little ability that these guys have, you know. And I think I gotta shout out Andy because he on the rules committee, he's the one who kind of brainstormed this one, and I thought it was awesome. I think the Master Creeper is like one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's amazing the slight changes you guys did. It all of a sudden gives a lot of character to them because it does make it so they're blowing things up and then jumping on you like the rats, like especially how they acted in the books. Or in the short stories, it's kind of like that where they're just they distract you or shoot you with their poison weapons and then jump on you and just gnaw on you. So right. It's amazing. There's little changes that it really affected stuff. So Jack, are you still there?
Yes.
Should we ask Coach about Feral Inspiration? I don't think so, but
usually when you say Jack, I usually have to go yes, and then you say, have you heard of the Dead Zone podcast?
Yeah, we're not doing a commercial.
Say, well, yes, I have. Or Jack. And I say, yes. And you say, where did you get that wonderful Dead Zone the podcast t-shirt? And I say, well, I don't know the website. I'm sorry, Rob. We didn't script this properly.
Yes, that does sound familiar.
Wait, you forgot one. Hey, Jack?
Yes.
What if I wanted to help out Dead Zone the podcast, like financially?
You whore.
I'm just trying to help you guys out, man, because, you know, I'm still waiting for my check.
Yeah, so are we.
Well, this has been a fantastic episode of Team Building Exercise. Let's wrap this up.
So, Coach, Feral Inspiration. We heard that it may have been you who wrote Feral Inspiration. Some little birdie named Coach might have told us that you wrote Feral Inspiration. Please tell us. First of all,
I didn't tell you guys that. But anyway, no, yeah. Well, what happened was the brood mother splat, I couldn't stand it. Honestly, I didn't like it. And on Facebook, you know, we've been talking to people, and a lot of people said, no, it's a really good move. It's a really good splat for the headhunter mission. But if you look the headhunter mission, or like you get more points for killing a leader, is only one mission, and it's a secret mission, and a lot of people don't play with secret missions.
And so it's like, you know, yeah, the chance of using one splat just for one secret mission that may, and you're killing all these other creatures, you're getting as many points from them anyways.
Right. So, you know, and then plus she's tough to kill on her own, you know, armor 2, and she's size 2 with 3 wounds. So, you know, she's a beastie, and you know, she's hard to hide with that damn staff that sticks up. So my inspiration, my goal was to make her better. And I kept coming up with all these rules, and they were like, no, because of this, that. And I, when you spitball it, you see what's, throw against the wall, see what sticks there and stuff. And then I said, all right, guys, well, what about feral inspiration? I wrote this. And then all the rules committee guys like, wow, that's pretty good, coach. That's pretty good. And it wasn't this. It was a little different. Then we started to change it. I started to change it and the cubes and whatnot. But I thought that she she's the matriarch, and I know they want to protect her, but I think that she would be more of an inspiration to them. Get out there and kill something or go grab something or do something, bring it back to the thing. Because if you read First Strike, she's kind of a bitch,
Oh yeah.
And I saw that. So they would do anything for her. And then one of the things you could do is just fight better. Cause they damn well ain't going to shoot better. So, and it just came out. And when I mentioned it to them, it seemed like it went over well. And I think it's being well received. I think on Facebook it's received, but my goal was with this, cause Andy was really working and we were play testing and stuff like that. He was kind of the inspiration behind this, but for me, it was make the brood mother better. And I think feral inspiration does that. Here's the thing though. It's not too OP, cause everybody's saying, well, now it's too much, too much frenzy in there. First of all, can't have enough frenzy. And number two, if she dies, that's it. It's over.
Yeah. It's from her model. So
correct. And also you lose your two tech dice, the tactician two dice. So it's a really good ability, but it's like the Veerman. They're either really good or they really suck. And if she's gone, it's gone. So
plus frenzy's only really useful if you're failing a lot. These guys fight on fours and fives. You're not going to fail that much. You might not even need frenzy two or friend,
Right.
But it's not that much of an advantage.
Hey, listen, you might not need it, but when you do need it, it's great to have it.
But it's a lot of time. It's like having AP. It's like a lot of times you don't even need it.
Yeah. I mean, but in all seriousness, what do you guys think about it?
I think considering the ranges involved, I think that if you're in that close contact, like when your Veerman leader and the people in between and your troops between the enemy are two squares away and they need to fight, I think that's the thematically the exact right thing that you would think the leader would do. Like, you know what I'm saying? At that point, they're fighting for their lives. And it just seems like that before there was no flavor. There was no, it was like, it was as bland as a mayonnaise sandwich, but right. You can see how the brood mother would be like, this is it, guys. They're two squares away from me. You better fight to the last man to protect me. I don't know. For me, it just seemed, just what the broodmother needed.
Yeah.
All right. It's 1,000 times better than the old one. That's for sure. And I like how it's not just everybody gets it or not just one person gets it. I like how it's kind of like an aura, which is, right. I think that's cool. And, it's pretty sweet.
And you could really play with it where she doesn't have to drop it. Like anybody can drop it. You know what I mean? Cause it's a splat. So let's say a guy gets into combat, but he was out of the range, but now he's in range. You can drop that splat and get frenzy one for that combat.
Yeah, as long as it's within two of her. Yeah.
Right. Right. So it's cool, man. I'm not bragging, not anything. I'm very proud that this went over really well. It was one of those things like, and this was like the 30th one that I came up with because they were like, no, that's not going to work. No, that's coach. What are you nuts? Wait a minute. Yeah. And, it was very cool. So, but, all the guys really, I'm very happy to be on this thing because these guys are really good and we bounced so many ideas off each other. So, we're just all trying to make Dead Zone better. And this is, I think the Veerman was kind of like, this is what we needed to cut our teeth on. And,
Well, it's the one that needed the most work. That's what answered. Right.
But you know what? We talked about this a lot, and Dead Zone the podcast came up a lot. When we were discussing this, no, it did because, you guys are, when you guys are talking about it and I think team building, we were talking about, it's like, these guys, they're almost there. Just little little tweaks here and there. And that's what it is. You know, if you notice, there's not big tweaks like, you know, Stalkers aren't 2 points each. And, you know, the Master Creeper doesn't have a Recon 7, you know, a Recon 2 with the Tactician 7. It's just little changes. And by all means, they're not unkillable now. They die in droves. But now we have a fighting chance. And like the other day, I was playing Erox GCPS and I pulled it out at the end. But there was that one, that third round where he scored like 12 victory points. He killed the Broodmother. He killed the Nightmare. He killed the Stalkers. He killed a bunch of stuff just with shooting. And I was like, uh-oh, what happens now? But, you know, I'll tell you what, you know what was the MVP of that game? Smoke.
Yeah, that's right. Smoke. I took so much smoke because of that.
Right. Yep. I mean, if you're playing Veerman, you take the smoke. The smoke is – I never took smoke. Remember, we used to talk. I never took smoke grenades. But I was playing Enforcers or Forgefather. We don't need that crap. We got armor. We got this and that. I'm telling you, this is the truth right here. Smoke is the truth. Don't leave home without it. Take some launchers. Take some grenades. Take something. That's gonna help your Veerman. So, you know.
Well, there you go. I think we can all agree that the Veerman are much better now. And this is a beta, but I can't see much changing. Can you?
No, I think this is going to be it. I'm very proud that we did this like this, and it's just good, man. And I can't say how great it is that these guys are just, you know, that good, you know, on the rules committee. So now, I'm happy to be part of it.
Now the big question is, say just theoretically, just off the top of my head, say there was a tournament coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere close that you were able to go to.
Close to who?
I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
Yes.
Would you take the Veerman now to said tournament that may or may not be coming up in some location that, you know, may or may not be close to coach?
Mm. Would I take it in the tournament that would be close to my house that would be run by somebody who looks like Brad Pitt? Yes. I would maybe take this list. Oh. that my list or something similar to the one you did with the Master Creeper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We never know. That's just a thought exercise at best. So.
But that'd be that's a hypothetical theoretical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since no tournament's ever going to be near coach. So it's just not happening.
Well,
or is it?
So you want to talk? Can we talk about that or no?
Sure. Talk about this thing that may be happening.
All right. So
you better. I did such a great segue.
Smooth.
I softballed that underhand like I was throwing a baby into a basket of puppies
or bunnies. Well, we're having the Conquest of Triton, which is a planet in the third sphere, which the third sphere sounds cool. So this, it's going to be 200 points, no secret missions, recon table in there. We're going to try to go 4 games. And I think at this point right now, just guys, you know, we have a few definites and we have a few maybes, but we're looking around 16, 17 guys already. So if anybody's interested, you know, we're going to have prizes. We got a lot of good support. Death Ray Design sent me a bunch of stuff. You got to see the stuff he sent me. Match by Mars. We actually have the only two employees of Mantic North America are coming down, Pat and Joneet. They're coming down and Mantic is probably supporting it. They're going to support us. So, you know, if you're in the tri-state area in New York, it's going to be on July 30th. So it's going to be at this cool place called Final Fortress. It's comics and hobbies.
Ooh, comics.
Yeah.
I might just start buying stuff.
Yeah. So, you know what it is? I didn't want to have it out in the middle of Long Island. So we wanted to have it somewhere in the middle, which is very accessible. So we're having it in Queens. And it's cool because we have one of the greatest entertainers and players in Dead Zone coming down, which would be none other than Rob.
That's right. And yes, I will be at the tournament.
Yes. And he wants to stay at my house, which – by all means, but he has to play in the tournament because, you know.
Yeah, them's the rules.
Them's the rules. There's no – fear does not exist in this dojo, so you have to participate. But listen to this. Wait till we see all the battle reports coming out of the bunker with the special guest star, Rob.
That's yeah, they could just see me get my butt kicked on video. It'll be great.
It's not me. It's not me. It's Andrew and Ryan want to play you. It's not me.
They'll still beat me up. It's just, now it's even worse. I'm getting beat up by children.
Well, Ryan technically is an adult, so, you know.
Oh, there you go. I accept that then.
Yeah. But yeah, it's going to be great, man. We got some great party support. I have some, you know, really nice awards and trophies. And, so just come down and will you be the conqueror of Triton?
Let us hope so.
Yeah.
And there is a Facebook group for it. If you just search for, Conquest of Triton, you'll find the 200 point Dead Zone tournament on Facebook if you're looking. And you can always, email deadzonepodcast@gmail.com to get all the information if you're not on Facebook, which is, I think the only person not on Facebook is Jack, but only because he got thrown off. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's going to be great, man. I've been putting a lot of work into it. It seems like a lot of people are psyched and, you know, it's going to be good. And even if you're, listen, it's a Dead Zone tournament. I mean, Jack can attest to it. It's competitive, but friendly competitive. It's like, you know, nobody's going to be a dick because we're going to play. And if you're not that good with the rules, we got enough veterans there to help you out. So, you know, I'm hoping not to be a ringer because I want to help out this tournament. And, you know, I mean, I've put a lot of work into it. I'm very proud of this. And, you know, also it will go down in your global ranking. So you want to come and get your points. Come get your points.
There you go.
Ooh. I want to
be globally ranked.
Yeah. Well, that's in the infancy right now, but that's going to be something later on down the road. If I could spill the beans a little bit, you know, to have a Dead Zone, we're going to have like kind of a North America ranking and an international ranking. And, you know, this will hopefully put some TOs to the test and, you know, just maybe guys will come out of the woodwork and, you know, come play, you know.
Actually get some Dead Zone tournaments going like they do with Kings of War and it used to be like that with Dreadball too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So it'd be nice to see that for sure, to get Dead Zone more out there, more exposure.
Right. Well, we're seeing a resurgence of Dead Zone in a way that, you know, the rules committee, we're dedicated to making the game better, you know, fixing what needs to be fixed. And then, you know, let's propagate this game because now, even though Warpath is out there, Warpath is a direct link to Dead Zone, and so is Star Saga when it comes out. So I think that the Warpath universe itself is just so awesome. And, you know, even, you know, there was a post the other day on Facebook about the fluff, and tons of people were like, yeah, you know, I used to be in this, but, you know, I got sick of it. Now I like this fluff, and there's more to it. It's more sci-fi-ish. There's more to it. And there's really no
intrigue and...
Yeah, yeah, it's more like Starship Troopers, or like Star Trek, Star Wars, something like that. It's not so downtrodden and you know, dirty and gothic and whatever. It's more like science fiction. What I thought science fiction would be. So I'm very happy to be playing in this universe.
I agree.
So come to the tournament.
So I think that might wrap this episode up. Anything else? I don't think. The next we have to pick the next thing. Oh, we already did because Jack already picked it. This one came in a special report. So the next episode will be the elite Veerman list.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Two in a row? Why not?
No, it says in the rules you can't. You can't move.
You can't do two things
twice.
In a row.
Yeah, you can't do
that's
it twice.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, Jack. Then you get to re-choose, Jack. Jack, and you can't choose Veerman. It seems.
Would you like to reinvigorate? Or would you like to change?
No, we can't mess with the mechanics, and you are right, Coach, in that regard. We changed tactics by this special edition, but we can't follow that up with another of the same. So, I don't know.
Come on, Jack, let's do it. Jack, come on, let's do it.
Although Coach is helping with that excellent Daniel Day-Lewis impression, I'm going to have to go for elite lists. I'm racking my brain as to which ones. The Veerman was one that had multiple leaders. The first one we did only had with the Forge Fathers. That was a tough slog.
Well, all the elite lists, they only have one leader in each.
Well, it's a few enforcers. Enforcers have two elite lists to choose from.
Well, yeah. but that's two separate lists.
No, that's going to be on the same show, though.
Yeah, we're going to double.
No. What I'm saying is that if you pick the one guy, you have different stuff to pick.
Oh, yeah, it's totally different stuff.
It's totally different lists. So although they are the same, they are different.
Yes, but we would do the enforcers, pick your guy, pick the list to go with it.
Correct.
And you know what? I think the two of you, much like a Sherpa, have helped me carry the burden of this up the mountain of knowledge, and I will go with the enforcers. So barring a list 3.0 beta enforcer rules.
Or GCPS.
The next team building exercise will be the enforcers now.
Excellent.
All right.
I can't wait because I'm excited about them because I like the leaders. So until next time, I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm that coach guy.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back with the elite enforcers in July, right in time for the tournament in Flushing, New York, hosted by Coach. Come on down. We'll see you there. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Come to the tournament.
That's another show down the drain. Why do you people listen to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?